we start the episode, this is just a spoiler warning. We will be spoiling the three movies we talk about, Sharknado 4, 5, and 6. So, if you plan on watching those movies anytime soon, go ahead and watch them and come back to this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great time. Welcome back to the Social Outcast podcast. We have a name now. I'm so proud of it. So, today we're going to be looking at the last three movies of the Sharknado series. Our test episode was Sharknado, the first three, and so today we're going to be looking at Sharknado, the bad ones. So that's 4, 5, 6. A brief synopsis of 4. These are taken from IMDb. Finn, his family, and the cosmos have been blissfully shark-free in the 5 years since the most recent attack, but now sharks and tornadoes are being whipped up in unexpected ways and places. Sharknado 5, Global Swarming, and this one is, with much of America lying in ruins, the rest of the world braces for a global Sharknado, and Finn and his family must travel around the world to stop them. And the last one is called The Last Sharknado, It's About Time. And it is, Finn has to go back in time to rejoin his shark-battling friends to stop the first Sharknado and save humanity.
So.
Quite an interesting premise, if I do say so myself.
Very interesting.
So, to start off the podcast, we start off with the weekly rewind. So, Ollie, do you have anything interesting that has happened?
The only super interesting that happened was my mom was sick, unfortunately. She was tested for COVID-19, but is negative, thankfully.
So she's just sick.
But I haven't left the house in 9 days because of that. Just in case I don't want to get anyone else sick. So, nothing too interesting that's been happening around my house. It's been my week.
Well, yesterday, the most interesting thing that's happened to me, so my weekly rewind, I crashed on a bike. I was just biking along. My grandpa Greg, he decided to take me all the way up a mountain. And I kind of was, and then it was like called Berm Baby Berm. That was the name of the trail. And,
fun name.
Well, yeah, but it was really like the berms were really steep down. And, I was braking the whole time. But what happened was I made a turn. There was a rock. That was like a ramp. I went off said rock and I hit the ground.
That's gotta hurt. Pretty bad. You good?
Yeah, I am good. So, now on to a brief description of the movies. So you know the new synopsis. Sharknado 4 was directed by Anthony C. Ferrante, who is not known for anything other than Sharknados, really. Then Sharknado 5, I believe, was the same guy. Yep, Anthony C. Ferrante. And Anthony C. Ferrante. Now, the main character, Finn, he is portrayed by Ian Ziering. April is played by Tara Reid. Nova is Cassandra Scirbo. And there's no one really else important in the series.
What's his son's name?
Okay, that's a good question. His son? No, Gil.
There's two of them.
His one son is Gil.
The youngest one.
Yeah. I don't know what his first one is. Sharknado 4 was released in 2016, Sharknado 5 was released in 2017, and Sharknado 6 was released in 2018. So, these movies were extremely rushed. And they are of the genre. I don't actually know what genre they classify as. Action adventure comedy. So, that's all the information you really need to know. So, we're going to go ahead and start with our first segment. Ollie, you can start this one. Superb scenes. So, essentially, the good stuff of the show.
For any of them.
All of them.
All of them.
This is
Okay,
going to be a short segment.
number four. It's okay. Nothing pops up to mind.
The ending?
It ends. No, I mean, we do get, I'm pretty sure, a flashback to when April gets crushed.
We do. We see April getting crushed. And I th think that's probably the best part in the movie, you're right.
I think so, yes. And then also, I do believe that Finn at one point is in outer space.
Nope, that's three.
Oh, that's my three.
Yep. Don't even
Well,
get that scene.
that's unfortunate. Five. It's about the same, it ends. Yeah, six. I mean, six? I can't even say the ending because,
You can
well.
spoil it.
Because they just reverse everything that happens.
That is pretty much true. They literally destroy the entire world they created.
So, like, not even that ending was that good for me.
The So Sharknado 4 wasn't good.
The wedding.
Huh?
The wedding.
Is that in 6?
I thought, no, that was in four, I'm pretty sure. They jump out into Las Vegas. His son and his new wife. They get married over Las Vegas and jump out of the helicopter they're in.
Think that's 5.
That's four
Maybe.
because they're in Las Vegas.
Maybe you're right. I don't really know. I don't really remember.
I just remember I liked that scene.
Oh, 5 or 4 introduced to the cousin randomly. Like, they don't give any. They just introduce a new character, and then I don't know. We don't really know anything about that character. Oh, no, nothing. The good parts about 4. I disagree with you. I think there were no good parts about 4. I did not like that one. 5, I thought the rock climbing scene was amazing, which is at the very beginning. I thought his son in the shark helmet, and I thought
Oh, I agree with that. Yes.
And my other part was in 5, they're talking with that British ambassador. And do you remember him? And he has the
I
love
believe
affair with the
so.
secretary.
Yes, I do remember this.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite. Like, he was one of my favorite characters of the series, so. 6, the only part I liked was there's a brief time stop in the Western era of Sharknadoes, and that was a pretty good scene. And
Westerns
Neil
are always
deGrasse
good.
Tyson makes a cameo. That was one good scene. But that's about it for the superb scenes. Can you think of anything else in 4, 5, and 6?
Yeah, I know. I liked the Western scene. I did like traveling in time because I always think that's fun. But it's certainly, I
It's
don't know
hard
how
to
well it's
end.
pulled off. Yeah, and also just time travel in general does it usually. There's a lot of plot holes involved in that. But I'm not really sure if they cared much in Sharknado.
Well, that concludes our superb scenes, and now on to our next segment. Ooh, I'm so excited for this name. Ready? Curdling clips.
Can you explain?
So, curdling, it makes your t it's like, the curdling is just a bad word. It's a gross word. And it's clips, so it's the bad stuff. So it's the bad scenes. So I'm
So the
assuming that's.
entirety of four.
Yeah, pretty much.
Also, I think your computer keeps moving.
Well, they can't see that. So I can shake
I
it as
can
much
hear
as
it.
Well, that's not good. So I'll go ahead and start the curdling clips. Ollie, you are right. Almost all of four qualifies for this.
It's really bad.
Yeah. There was the worst scene is probably they keep chasing his son. I would have let the son go.
Well, if it's your kid.
I know, but did you see that kid? That kid was annoying.
Because he's like four.
He's six. He actually seems like he's eight. But it doesn't matter. He's just a really annoying kid.
But you love your children even if they aren't. Well, most people love their children even if they're annoying.
Yeah. I don't think I would be a good parent.
Well, just let them get eaten by a Sharknado.
That was probably the worst part. Just every time his son was in the shot. But with six, they had some good scenes, like the Neil deGrasse Tyson scene, but that meant they also had some bad scenes, like when they meet Nova's grandfather, and Nova hates sharks because a shark ate her grandfather. And it is just a pathetic scene. It's like, she starts crying, it's the way April screams is the way Nova cries. And she's like, how come everyone gets to, or how come we run around the world saving your family, Finn? And the one time we have a chance to save mine, you say it'll mess up the world. And yeah, I don't.
I mean, it would be a valid point in like, he does save his family all the time and kind of just let everyone else die.
I know, I don't mind that. What I mind is her just being a wimp about it.
It's her grandfather dying.
No, but her, like, crying is so, like, yeah. Fake. It's also, the April scream of crying.
Yeah. Also, I feel like they could have, like, I don't know, I feel bad for her. But I feel like that's a really random thing to, like, have happened to you, to like have that bad of a connotation with sharks because your grandfather was eaten by one while you were fishing. Like, that's like a pretty severe backstory. Like, it's like very specific.
Yeah. Especially to then be thrown into a world that is filled with sharks. I see plot development here.
At least they gave her a backstory.
Yeah, that's true. Some people, they didn't like the cousin. They just throw her into the show randomly.
Or the dad, like Finn's dad as well. They just kind of like put him in there.
They kind of put him in there, but they do give him the backstory of him working with NASA.
True. But he was not an astronaut, and they still let him go to space.
He was an astronaut, but he'd never been to space. He was a trained astronaut.
Yeah. But they didn't give... Yeah.
But Finn was the one that was weird because he wasn't an astronaut at all.
They just let him go. Also, and April went as well. While she was pregnant, like 9 months pregnant.
Her mom comes into the show.
Yes. And so does Finn's.
Well, Finn, both of Finn's parents are in the show.
Yeah, they end up living with his mother.
But I mean, like, in six. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah, I think they end up... I think Finn ends up arriving on the day his parents conceived him.
Yeah. Well, at least when they fell in love.
No, when they conceived him.
They might have been trying after they left.
Okay, we're not going to go into too much detail about that. There was a specific scene that heavily implied that, but you know, we'll try and keep this podcast PC. All right. So, on to the next segment, egg hunt. This one is any references, any Easter eggs, anything that's just you liked, any small details.
I did enjoy the fact that Gil, when they were traveling through time, just sort of like grew up as he just like went to a bunch of different time periods. He was like, yes. Like, he didn't have anyone to raise him, and he was like 6, and he was a pretty well-rounded guy.
He does. He gets raised in the medieval era, doesn't he?
I believe so. Yeah. It's around Merlin's there, as well as Morgana.
Merlin is Neil deGrasse Tyson. And I'm going to call that out because that's also one of my Easter eggs. At one point, Neil deGrasse Tyson is found riding a pterodactyl, and he screams out, "Who needs science when you have a dragon?" Which, if anyone who knows anything about Neil deGrasse Tyson, he is a scientist. And it was just good to see Neil deGrasse Tyson denounce science for once.
There was a scene that I just thought of and just forgot. Here, do you have another one? I'll think of it in 1 second.
I do have another one. There's a scene where they, I'm 90% sure it was a reference to Back to the Future 3, which has a Western. Have you seen that, Ollie?
I have not seen the third one, no.
What the heck? You need to watch movies.
I know, I'm ashamed of myself.
Yeah. But Back to the Future 3 has a Western scene where either the professor or Marty is being hung and, like, tied, like, in a noose. And, they shoot the noose off. And that's actually a reference to another Western. I don't know which one. But, which is, in that one, it's a reference to another Western, and a reference to another Western, because that's just a really famous scene. And they do that in Sharknado, which is just nice to see.
My next scene was when they met the Pope, and it was Fabio, and I believe that they end up killing a bunch of sharks around the Pope. It was Fabio, and you know what? I appreciated that scene a lot.
So I think that's probably going to conclude the Easter egg hunt. There weren't very many references or little things. So now we're on to our final segment, funny moments. Well, our second to final segment, funny moments. So what were the things that you found that really made you laugh out loud?
Again, I would say with this episode, also a lot of the shark kills. Which was fun. Also, we have not talked about this, the absolute ridiculousness, I don't know if that's actually a word, but the amount of different Sharknados they invent.
In the fourth one.
There's a Boulder-nado, a Nuclear-nado.
So it goes from Boulder-nado to Fire-nado to Flaming Boulder-nado to Oil-nado to Nuclear-nado, and then there's an Ice-nado at one point, there's a Sand-nado, and there's a Flaming Shark-nado, because the sharks are on fire, not the thing, and a Mega-nado, can't forget that one.
They were certainly fun. I also enjoyed as well the man who followed them around for the news station.
He appears in the sixth one. He's following around a normal tornado, I think, and he appears again, which was a nice cameo.
It was, yes. Those always made me laugh with the amount of... it's always good to see a bunch of sharks that are on fire in a tornado. I would say, honestly, like, I laughed at the entirety of 4, but that's just because it was so bad that I didn't know what else to do.
You laughed at it as it was supposed to be taking... Like, it was supposed to be a movie. No, so, like, the fact that it existed was what was funny. Not really the movie.
Yes. It was also, like, in, like, the first 3, I would say they did a pretty good job at, like, taking themselves just seriously enough where they were like, yes, this is absolutely a ridiculous idea, but we're gonna do it anyways. Whereas once 4 hit, I felt like they were just like, we don't need any logic or reasoning whatsoever. Yeah. And after, I feel like that's what kind of ruined that movie, where it was just like, it was just so bad and they just didn't care at all.
Yeah. I would agree with that. It was kind of disappointing.
Yeah, disappointing. April was a cyborg at this point.
She was a cyborg. So she becomes a cyborg race. In the 6th one, they go to the future by accident, and Finn left his dead wife's cyborg head in the ocean, and when she came out, she became this super genius and took over the world, and it's really weird. It's just a weird scene. Well, he carries her head around.
As well as their entire family is there, it's not just a race of Aprils, it's also her family has now become immortal with her. And they're all just hanging around being like, you will join us, Finn. You will be part of us. And Finn's like, I'm good, thank you, bye.
Yeah. Because they're like rhythmically chanting, I love you, Finn. I love you. It's just a weird scene.
It's very strange. Also, I don't remember which movie this was, but at the end of it, Nova lands on the ground on the Eiffel Tower. Just felt like that was a good thing.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. And then, yeah. That was a scene. Don't really know what else to say.
There was, like, no explanation either after that. It just ended the movie, and they were like, yeah, that happened. Cool.
Yeah. Well, on to our final segment, the rating. I just don't know. All right, so the rating system today is time-traveling sharks. So,
time-traveling sharks.
Got yeah, it. Out of 5. So, how many time-traveling sharks out of 5 would you give episode 4?
Like a half a time-traveling shark.
Like that
not
much?
Even a full one. Like half,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be nice here.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Half of a time-traveling shark seems fair. What would you give number 5?
Number 5. I'm going to give it like 2.5 time traveling sharks.
I'd agree with that. 2.5 time traveling sharks.
2.5, pretty good, yeah.
It was not, it like, all 3 were just not on par with the first 3. So, like, but seeing the series fall off like that was really sad.
It was, I feel like the 5th one was the best out of the last 3, though.
Yeah, it was. And then what did you think of episode 6? How many time-traveling sharks does it get?
I'll give it 2 time-traveling sharks.
Yeah. I'll give it 1.5 time-traveling sharks. I really didn't like it that much. So, in the end, how many sharks, time-traveling sharks, would you give the last three of the Sharknado series.
I'll give all three of them collectively 2.5 time traveling first.
I'll collectively give them 1.5 sharks. I didn't even think it was that high. 2.5, like, 2.5 is a neutral movie. It's not good, it's not bad. These were bad.
Okay, I'll give it. It's 1.8.
Wow. Really lowered it there, Holly.
I feel like I can't go all the way down to your reading.
All right. But if you insist.
No, well, I mean, not because I don't necessarily. I agree with it. And I would give it like 1.5 times 7, probably. But I think it was enjoyable because I got to watch it with you. So.
Aww.
I give it like 1.8 times 7 sharks. That's my official answer.
Yeah. Well, that's probably going to conclude this episode. Sorry it wasn't as good, just the movie wasn't nearly as good. It was just, you couldn't make fun of it. Because
it was too bad to make fun of.
Well, it's like, it went beyond the point of being a movie that was supposed to be serious, that is just bad. And it got to the point where it was just a bad movie that was supposed to be bad, but went beyond being bad.
They certainly outdid themselves.
Yeah. So that's going to conclude today's episode of the Social Outcast podcast. You can find us on SoundCloud, or hopefully to be coming to Spotify and Apple podcasts. But right now you can find us on Anchor, SoundCloud, and some other source that I'll eventually list when I find it. Follow our socials at Facebook at The Social Outcast Podcast, Twitter, The Social Outcast Podcast, Instagram, and we have one more. I said Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
We'll see you next time.
Yeah. All right. So that's going to conclude this episode. This is part of the 3-episode special to launch off the podcast. This one went a little bit rougher, but should be okay. It's our very first episode, but next episode we will be reviewing Frankenweenie by Tim Burton. Have a good one, guys.